Well, today, the last day of President Obama's summit on violent extremism, he spoke to a gathering of world leaders at the State Department and addressed the concern from a lot of commentators that he's not calling ISIS what they call themselves, an Islamic State.
The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie. And all of us, regardless of our faith, have a responsibility to reject it.
There has been a lot of discussion of the president's choice of words. On the one hand, some U.S. Muslim leaders worried that Muslims will be unfairly targeted. On the other, a call from conservative commentators asking, why did the president mention the Muslim faith of three young people shot and killed in North Carolina, but did not mention the Christian faith of the Egyptians beheaded by ISIS? Here's Fox White House correspondent Ed Henry asking White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest yesterday during a press conference about that.
Under your name, you talked about the murder of 21 citizens. And I'm curious, why didn't you mention it was 21 Christians killed by Muslims? Mm-hmm. Is that relevant?
It sure is, because the ISIL extremists who carried out this attack indicated that the reason that they were killing them wasn't just because they were Egyptian, but also because they were Christian.
Michael Crowley is senior foreign correspondent for Politico. He joins us from Washington. And Michael, a lot to look at here. First of all, today we understand the president did refer to those terrible beheadings and use the word Christian. Is this a walk back because of the outcry, particularly on Fox TV?
It's possible that it is. I think that it was causing some discomfort for the White House. But I think that, you know, the initial decision not to use the word Christian, now it may just not have been something they put a lot of thought into, but just as plausibly to me, it's of a piece with this larger conversation, which is that the president and this government does not want to portray what's happening in this fight against ISIS and al-Qaeda and these other radical groups as being the West versus Islam, as being Christianity versus Islam, as being a crusade. And so I think there's some overcompensation that, you know, if some Christians are killed, we don't need as a government to focus on the fact that they were Christian. We reject the killing of any innocents, and we really want to avoid the sense that we care more about the deaths of Christians than the death of Muslims, which is unfortunately a perception in the region.
Well, and tell us more about this fine line that the White House has to walk here, not giving ISIS what they want.
Right. I mean, I don't want to be glib about it, but we all can sort of imagine, you know, the eternal story of some, you know, one person trying to pick a fight with another, and you kind of don't want to dignify the other person, maybe in an argument or, you know, in social media or something. It's, you know, why would I elevate that person by giving them the fight with me, the argument with me that they want? There's some equivalent here, which is, you know, ISIS wants to be leading, you know, in its conception, the Muslim world in this grand sort of apocalyptic, almost holy war against these Western Christian infidels. And it glorifies them. It makes them seem grandiose. It makes them sound like holy warriors. And so our incentive is to resist that and to say, you know, that's not who you guys are. You're a bunch of killers and crazy people, and you cite religious verse, but we are not, in fact, engaged in some kind of theological holy war here. We're just not going to agree to those terms with you. Now, having said all that, one can ask, how much does this matter? Does the way we frame the debate, you know, really terribly matter a whole lot? They're probably going to be doing this to a large degree anyway. I do think we can inflame passions if we do play along, make it easier for them to recruit. But at the end of the day, you know, I think this controversy is less important than the dynamics of the fight on the ground.
Well, but the critics have been pretty vociferous about how not calling, in their words, not calling a spade, denies the reality that this is a group, as those who have looked deep into ISIS, that is operating on some incredibly extreme form of the Islamic faith.
Yes, and I don't think it's I don't think one should deny that. I mean, there is clearly a very intense religious component to what ISIS is doing. I mean, I think there's evidence that it's attracting people who are, you know, thugs and killers and mentally ill and criminals. But fundamentally, the mission here is religious. It seems like a great many of these fighters take religion very seriously. But remember, there's something else going on here, which
briefly,
is that there's
yep,
a wider
yep.
audience of, you know, Muslim allies and moderate Muslims around the world who care about the language we use. And they don't want to feel like there's any hostility towards Muslim faiths, Muslim people
right.
in the U.S. government. So we have
right.
to be conscious of that.
Michael Crowley, senior foreign correspondent for Politico. Thanks as always.
Thank you so much for having me.